I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Earlier this week, a video showed up on my Facebook feed. I saw the word mocha and the words guess my country. I figured the answer was Ethiopia, but I was wrong. See if you can guess the country.
I'm going to take you on a magical ride to a place that is older than time itself. And let's see how long it takes you to guess where I am.
The beautiful mud brick tower houses of our old city are thousands of years old.
We have the best type of bread. We were the first to discover coffee. Our neighbors claimed they did. We claimed we did. But regardless,
this is not exactly the reason I had insomnia.
Gunshots and mud brick buildings, the best bread, the first coffee. Filmmaker May Noman, you picked those clues. Where are we?
So if you haven't guessed yet, we're in Yemen.
Yemen, home to a war that has now killed at least 10,000 people. It's really impressive the turns you make in this little video between the good and the bad about Yemen these days. It's actually the first time I've seen the contrast of Yemen's magnificent mud skyscrapers along with pictures of the war. Hisham Al-Omaisi, you're a political analyst in Sana'a, the capital of Yemen. You do the upbeat voiceover here. But ultimately, this video is about a war in your country. How did you prepare yourself to talk about your country in this way?
Well, to be honest with you, previously, I usually go on the news to talk about the devastating impact of the war, the humanitarian crises, the death counts. It was May's idea to show the people what Yemen is really actually about, not just the war, to see what we're losing to the current conflict.
This is Sfahsa, a dish that is more prominent in the north. It's a mix of fenugreek and meat. This is Mutafaya. It's a dish which is a mix of fish and potatoes, and it's more prominent in the south. They don't necessarily go well together.
But there's more that divides the north and the south than just food.
May, you made this video for the BBC. You're also Yemeni. What was your intent with this? Where were you coming from?
Well, to be honest, I mean, the war has been going on for over 2 years now. And one of the things that really frustrated me as a Yemeni, but also as a journalist, is that no matter how many times we go on TV, radio, and, you know, write about it online, people don't know about what's going on in Yemen or care about what's going on there. And I thought, you know, if we can't engage people with what's going on and the devastating effect and impact this war has had on 27 million people, then why don't we also show Yemen in a different light? And I thought, there's so many amazing things about this place, that things that Yemenis are also proud of.
I know you've probably been wondering about the dagger around my waist.
A jambiya is a symbol of national pride in my country. It has a very sharp blade, and it may look dangerous, but it is not the reason many have been killed in the past few years.
May, when you went to Yemen to speak with Hisham about this, how did you explain your idea to him?
Well, actually, I just went and saw Hisham and we had coffee and we had a chat about the war, the situation, what it's like being back. And I think it was a few days later that I sent him a message saying, would you be up for doing something different about covering this war and telling the people about it in a different way? And he said, yeah, sure. And the main reason I actually thought of Hisham is because he's become a star on social media. He's a very well-known figure on Twitter. And he documents the war on social media and he informs the rest of the world about what's going on.
Right.
And he's doing that very persistently.
Hisham, how were you able to make this, I'll be honest, make it kind of funny at times?
That goes to me.
No.
To be honest with you, I've never been in such a video. She pretty much had me do a lot of the shoots several times to get it right, so that she would get the right tone for the video.
You weren't too happy about that when we were recording, as I recall.
No, I wasn't.
Hisham is an upbeat person, and if you speak to him, you'll immediately see that. You know, on camera, he was excellent. Like, everyone who's seen the video is like, why is this guy not reporting? You know, he should have a career as a reporter.
Well, just as a final question, I want you, either of you, to tell me more about Yemeni bread.
Well, I think Hisham has had one more recently than I have. So,
Hisham, what's so great about Yemeni bread?
It's very unique to Yemen. I mean, even when Yemen was very poor, we still were able to make that bread. The thing is, even though it's cheap to produce and it's almost in every house, now a lot of people are finding it difficult to cook, because of the economic situation, because of the blockade, because a lot of people don't have salaries, and they cannot even afford that. After 2 years of a largely neglected conflict,
Some people say it started 2 years ago. Others say it started in 2011. The thing is, it has been in the making for decades. And it doesn't matter when it started. It's how it's going to end.
May and Hisham, anything else you'd like to say before we go?
I just wanted to say one thing to May. I doubted that this video would make waves because it wasn't that serious, didn't have statistics.
I agree. I had the same concerns and I completely understand where this is coming from. But I also thought to myself, if we don't try something different, we're never going to get through to people and audiences who don't know much about this. And we have a responsibility to inform people about this because the scale of this war is just huge. And if there's any way we can get the message out, then we will.
May Noman is a journalist with the BBC in London. Hisham Al-Homaisi is a political and information analyst in Sana'a, the Yemeni capital. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marco.
All right. Thank you, May.
Bye.
Bye, Hisham.
Bye.
Bye, Hisham.
Bye.
You can see May and Hisham's short video about Yemen at PRI.org.